Hi, is this Efren?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Efren, this is Ruben at the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right, sir.
Hey, so I've got your file here. I was wondering if I could take a minute or two of your time.
Go ahead.
Cool. And just, you know, my phone system's having some issues, so if it disconnects, it's not me hanging up on you. I'll just recall you back. Kind of funny, actually, I don't manage the account directly for Diamatic. The rep that used to actually is no longer here, and I was looking at some research because I see that we're actually one of two financing companies listed, so I think they work with two people. But I've got your file into underwriting. It should be approved today. I just had a few basic questions for you. The first question is, do you know the equipment that you're purchasing yet, or are you shopping around for different items?
Shopping around. So,
all right. Go ahead.
Go ahead. Well, I'm looking at two different types of equipment. I'm either looking at a Diamatic 780, or I'm looking at a Levina, which is a propane model, which is equivalent to the 735.
Okay.
You know, but the prices are right around 19 grand, you know, 20 grand.
Okay. I put your file in to get approved for 20, so that's perfect, and we can always cover more if you need it. So once I have your approval in place, do you want to give me a call back once you decided which equipment you want to finance?
Okay. So let's just say, So I thought, and this is what I was thinking when I filled out the application, I thought it was directly through Diamatic. I didn't know they were going to send me to a lender like yourself. So I didn't know. So there was a miscommunication. I had my son handle a lot of the work for me.
And no worries.
That was, so, you know, I didn't know. I was trying to even just get a net 90, you know. So I was just looking at the options. So once I found out they sent me to you, well, you know, that gives me a little bit more time to play to see what exactly I want. I don't know what your time frame is if you decide, okay, I'm approved for something, how length of time I have before you say, okay, that approval is no longer good. You know?
Okay, so here's the way it works, and I think it's, and I'm not here to like cause any issues. So a rep that used to handle our account, their account who's hasn't been here for a long time, has an application listed on their website. They have another finance company listed on their website. So they get a notification that you've applied for financing. None of the vendors out there will actually do internal financing. So there won't be like a vendor that says, hey, I'm going to give you financing terms in-house. They always partner with the lender or bank such as ourselves. So there's nothing wrong with it. They're not sending someone else to you. We're listed on their portal, and they have another company listed there. So they'll get a notification. So here's what I'd like to do. I'm going to solidify your approval today. Okay, so it should be good to go today. If you want to go with Diamatic, fantastic. I'm going to reach out to their contact there and just let them know, just to follow up to make sure they got the notification. If you want to go with someone else, you mentioned Levina, right?
Yes.
Which vendor are you buying that through potentially?
Okay, so I have a friend here in town that's just going to start, he's going to start selling their equipment. They're out of Las Cruces, which is in New Mexico. So I'm in Albuquerque, so it gives me an opportunity to actually go down and see the machines and actually run the machines myself versus Diamatics in San Diego, and I'm so busy I wouldn't be able to get out there.
Oh, you want to see the equipment?
I want to be able to run, at least run a little bit of this equipment. So all I have is word of mouth as to other people in my industry as to what they've used and what they like. So
what's the name of that other company?
It's I can find out this, but it is Levina. They sell New Mexico, Las Cruces, New Mexico. Las Cruces, New Mexico, and they sell Levina products.
Let me see if I can.
And a friend of mine here is going to start selling to be a distributor for them here in Albuquerque.
Give me one second. I don't bring them up there, but let me do this. Let me finalize your approval, and then how about you just let me know what you'd like to do, and I can get it okay by my boss. How does that sound by you?
Okay, and then I have to make sure that, you know, interest rates are going to be to what I'm willing to pay and so forth. If not, I'm just
absolutely. We're just a separate bank. Like I said, the person that handles that account is no longer there, so I just don't want the vendor coming back. I'm not here to push a sale on you. There's no pressure cooker situation. I just want to reach out to the vendor and say, hey, look, we got this application, because they might have our application mistakenly on their website, and I just wanted to, you know, play it by the book and do right by people. So why don't you figure out what you want to buy? I'll work on the approval, and then we'll touch base later today, and I'll reach out to Diamatic as well.
Okay.
Thanks, brother.
Sounds good. I have a question.
Sure.
Okay, so after I sent you the information, I sent you the bank statement and so forth, I mean, is that something that's done? Should I have, you know, I mean, because I'm giving you all my info, you know, I mean, with identity theft and all that. So now I'm just asking you, should I have done that or should I have done that a different way?
No, that's how we stand. That's how we get bank statements. It's pretty standard.
Pretty standard in the industry when someone's wanting a loan.
Correct.
All right. So I just wanted to make sure. Because I said, man, you know, I'm pretty much just giving you my everything.
you got it.
So it sounds good. All right.
Thank you.
I'll wait for your call. Bye-bye.
I'll wait after. Bye-bye.